I was tired of being tired. I wanted to make my family proud. So what I did is, you know, got my GED in prison. I was able to apply for college, community college. My name is Philip Dang. I'm a student here at Cal State LA. My major is sociology. I'm a refugee baby, so born in the Philippines, but I'm Cambodian. We moved to Pomona Valley, and that's where I got involved in gangs because that's all I knew. That's all I saw growing up. You know, we had nothing. So these guys have nice cars. They have nice clothes. You know, they have the pretty girls. I wanted to be that. But it was cut short at the age of 17 when I committed a crime. A rival gang member, I shot at them from a moving vehicle. And thank God nobody got hurt. But however, they made an example out of me. And at the age of 17, the judge said, well, you acted as an adult, so I'm going to send you to prison like an adult. I'm going to give you 70 years to life. And from there, my life, you know, just ended. It was at it paused. But when I finally came to that aha moment where I, you know, like, what's the purpose of living, right? Well, why am I alive? When I asked myself a question, that I found purpose, right? And I started to dive deeper and go to church and get deeper in my faith. And that's when I truly changed. I realized, you know what? Even if I die in prison, at least I'm going to die doing good in prison. Because I didn't know when I was going to go home. I said, but I'm going to make my family proud. I'll make myself proud. So in 2015, they finally told me, you know, you have a chance to go home. They're like, you know what? We've seen that you're doing good. What is it? What happened? What clicked in that time frame? I told them, well, at the age of 24, 25, my brain just started thinking different. I got out during the pandemic. It was my silver lining. I needed to transition to society slowly. For example, I went to a store with my dad, and he said, yeah, buy whatever you want, son, whatever you need for the house. I just stood there. I didn't know what to do. So many options. It was just too much for me to take in. So I told dad, you need to shop me because I can't do it. And, you know, it's traumatizing being there. And, you know, for example, just hearing an alarm, I feel like just laying, like sitting down, because that's what we were trained to do for 20 years. And funny thing is, I have keys, and I like wearing my keys and hearing the keys ring, so like just jiggle, because I was so comforted by the keys at nighttime when the correctional officer does count. It comforted me for some reason, because I know what, it's count time. Everybody's locked up in their cells. Nobody's gonna hurt me. So the keys was like a representative of me being safe. I actually surprised my parents when I got out. After 20 years, I told my brother, hey, look, I'm getting out. But don't tell mom and dad. Because my dream was, my ultimate dream, I dreamt it so many times, was to surprise my mom. So I walked out of the car with flowers. And then she didn't think it was me. She thought it was like, because I was so pale at that time. It's like, who's this white guy with flowers at that moment, right? And then she started crying, and we hugged, and she was just so in shock. She's like, so the first thing she said as a parent, of course, son, why didn't you tell me getting out? I could have made something to eat. I go to church every Sunday. You know, my faith is what sustains me the most. And that's what I want to kind of emphasize on that as home. It's my faith. It's what helped me to have purpose, you know, and see it in another light. I realized home is not here on earth.